Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Come on, say it out loud. We are not.
We are not.
Of them that draw back.
Of them that draw back.
Pull back.
Pull back.
We believe.
We believe.
Believe means, like we were talking last week, like the Israelites at the Red Sea, the Lord said, move. Move forward. Like the priest that went across the Jordan, when their feet stepped in, they had to move. There come a point where it's time to quit praying, quit talking about it, quit counseling, quit asking questions, and get yourself in gear. And it's only when somebody moves in faith that the power of God manifests. And if we want more manifestation of the power of God, we got to have more moving in faith. Somebody say more moving. The 11th chapter, the great faith chapter, talks about some of the greatest examples of faith that there's ever been. And how many, which one of these verses, how many of these verses do we see them waiting until it fell on them? Where is the kumbaya verse? Where they just sang, don't forget me, Jesus, until something amazing happened. Where's the verse? What do we see? They did something. Abel gave, offered the sacrifice. Enoch walked with God. Noah prepared an ark. He worked for years and years and years. Why did he do it? Because he believed. You don't question his faith. His actions show what he believed. If he didn't believe it, he wouldn't have done it. And notice in verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went. What did he do? How did we know that he had faith? He went out, or you could say this word, he obeyed. He obeyed. Somebody say he obeyed. There's a phrase in the scripture that maybe hasn't been talked about as much when you talk about faith. But I want to read you a few verses for us to become more familiar. In Acts 6, you don't have to turn there, but Acts 6 and 7, it says the word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were what?
Obedient
to what? To the faith. Romans 1:5 says, by whom we've received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name. Obedience to the faith. The Bible talks about obeying the gospel. In 1 Peter, also in Romans, people who have obeyed the gospel. You know, the picture is shown and the illustration given sometimes of trust concerning little ones, a child jumping off the diving board into the waiting arms of mom or dad below in the pool. And it is a perfect picture of trust. If you can't convince the child to jump, what does that mean? Why would you jump when you have fear of the height? Maybe you're not that good a swimmer. You're young, you're inexperienced. Those things are real. The fears, the apprehension, the lack of knowledge, the concern. It takes something strong to overcome that, doesn't it? It takes something stronger than fear?
Amen.
Is there something stronger than fear?
Yes.
There is. Faith in God is stronger than fear of anything, including the fear of death itself.
Amen.
And the freest people on the planet are those who do not fear death. When you're not afraid to die, you're ready to live. You're free. Hallelujah. But when you're afraid of death, and when we say afraid of death, there's all kind of connected fears. Fear of death is actually fear of irrecoverable loss. Is what it is. It's fear of loss. People that don't believe think, well, they're dead, they're gone, we lost them. But people who know the truth, right, know that for the believer to depart and be with Christ is far better than being here. We didn't lose them, they just relocated. There is no permanent, irrecoverable loss here. But the reason people grieve the way they do is because to them, I have lost them forever, because to them, all that exists is this life down here. And if that's what you believe, you cannot be free. Even though you push it to the back of your mind and you have some good times here and there, you've got that dread all the time of, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that, you're going to lose them, I'm going to lose this. Eventually, I'm going to lose it all. And loss that cannot be recovered. But the truth is, the believer, the second death, has no power over him. You don't even lose your body. You come back later and pick it up. Once it's glorified, is that right? You don't lose anything. Anything you'd want to keep. Anybody want to keep mortality and corruption and aging and weakness? I say, good riddance. I don't want it. Don't want to keep it. But everything that's of value, I will keep forever. I'm not going to lose it. I'm not going to lose it. If you believe that, it helps you to overcome the fear and you will obey. I said, you will obey. The miracles we see in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they came through obedience to a faith command. Didn't they? What did he say? Rise, take up your bed, and walk. And they what? They obeyed. They obeyed the faith command. Stretch forth your hand. Yeah, but stretch forth the hand. The hand was what was withered. You can't stretch it forth. But by faith, they endeavored to obey the command as it was given. We talked about the man that was born crippled from his mother's womb in Acts 14. And Paul perceived that he had faith to be healed. And yet he's sitting there not healed. Can you have faith to be healed and not be healed? Obviously so. Until Paul cried out with a loud voice, stand up on your feet. That's a command. It's a faith command. It's very similar to saying, jump. Jump from the diving board. Jump off. Jump off. Why don't people jump? Fear. 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 And any one of these, what if the man that Paul said to, stand upright on your feet. What if he said, I can't. I can't. There'd been no manifestation of power. What if any of these people would have told Jesus, I can't. I can't get up. They hauled me in here. I can't do that. Go to the pool and wash in the pool. I can't even find the pool. But you understand, I can't see. What if they had said, I can't, I can't? Fear says, I can't. Every step that Phyllis and I have taken in the ministry, where we saw miracles, provisional miracles, ministry miracles. We had to overcome our fear every time. We're looking at some things right now for the next stages. And you, there comes a point where you got to say, here we go. He said jump. Yeah, but. You got to forget about the yeah, but. Forget about it. I know the first, the church there in Branson, that Phyllis and I went, you maybe heard me talk about it, but we saw that building and we had a witness that we were supposed to believe to get it. It seemed impossible. They want millions of dollars. We don't have half a million. And that's after I sold stuff. So we sold our hangar. You know we're serious about serving God, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
These things are hard to get. We had believed to get it for years, and we finally got one, and we knew what the Lord was telling us to do, so we took the money we had, we sold that, we liquidated it, and it didn't make a dent in a down payment. Several nights I had the calculator out thinking, well, if we do this and we do that, and we do this and we do that, and you get to thinking about it, and this dread would come, and you think, man, that ain't going to work. I mean, even if you could, you're going to have all these bills, and you're going to have this, and you're going to have that, and you don't know if three people are going to come.
That's right.
You don't know anybody here, and there's no guarantee that anybody. And the three that do come, they may not give anything either. And if they did, that wouldn't be enough to pay the light bill. And after a few nights of that, I took the calculator and I threw it in the drawer and I shut the drawer. I said, I can't figure it. I can't figure out how to make it work. I don't know how. What do you do? Some folks were concerned about it. Brother Keith, you got a good traveling ministry. You got all these invitations. What do you need that big old building for? You're not a pastor. Finally, I told one of them. I said, look, I'm a man. Phyllis and I can miss it. We could miss it. But I would rather fall flat on my face, amen, endeavoring to obey God. Amen. Come on, are you listening? Amen. Endeavoring to trust Him, amen, than to be too scared to move, to just sit and be too scared, amen, to trust Him and do anything.
Amen.
And we'd have never found out about the miracles that happened and all the people that came and the financial miracles. Come on, do you understand what I'm talking about? We'd have never seen any of that if we hadn't have overcome our fear,
right,
enough to step out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.